You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I am your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined in the studio now by Angela Hatton and also Tina L. Hook, Murray resident and newly published author. Thanks for joining us today on Sounds Good.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks very much, Tracy. And Tina Hook's new novel is called Enchanted by Starlight. It was released earlier this year in paperback and on Kindle. One blogger calls the book chick lit with just a hint of paranormal. It's the story of three women whose lives take an extraordinary turn when an enchanted comet gives each of them a special power. One becomes a socialite, another makes men fall in love with her, and the third looks for revenge. Hook is a Florida native and a small-town transplant. Her blog, girlwithanewlife.com, is a collection of memories, flash fiction, and inspirations. Tina Hook, thank you so much again for being on Sounds Good.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And you were a writer when you were very young. You started writing as a child, and then as you grew older, you realized that being a writer didn't make a lot of money, and you decided to switch your aspirations, and from what I understand, you eventually became an investment advisor, which is much different from being a writer. What made you come back to writing fiction?
Gosh, you know, I spent 10 years in investment advice, and 10 years is long enough to know if something's a fit or if it's not a fit. I think the thing I loved about that job so much was connecting with people and their stories, which is just a part of giving people advice regardless of what part of their life it is, financial included. But just after 10 years, I thought, I'm turning 30, it's just time to go back to the thing I really want to do.
And you started a regular writing routine by starting a blog, is that correct?
Yes, blogging has been a great way to kind of out myself, out my writing, so to speak, and a lot of new writers are connecting with each other this way. It's a fantastic way to kind of launch yourself into an audience when you don't have one yet.
Was blogging big when you first started in it? Because you said that you hesitated at first to even call yourself a blogger. That term maybe turned you off a little bit?
Blogging is something that has radically changed over the years. Back when I started blogging, it was a foreign concept to everyone. When I told people I was a blogger, they rolled their eyes and thought I was crazy. I think it's such a legitimate format now, but it wasn't back then.
So then what was the change? What got you to say this is legitimate?
You know, I think I just did it long enough and I built enough of an audience that I knew for myself that it was the right move for me. And it's really fulfilling in a way. It's a form of instant gratification that you can't get when you're writing fiction.
What do you mean by instant gratification in the blogosphere?
Instant gratification means I can write something in 30 minutes, publish it instantly, and have my audience and my community give me feedback within the same 24 hours that I wrote something. I think when you're writing fiction, it's more of a 2 to 3 year journey before something hits print, so you're not really getting that automatic feedback that you get with a blog.
Did that help you finish Enchanted by Starlight?
Yes, it really, really did. I can't say this enough. My blog audience held me accountable. They asked me where my page count was. I think I put a counter on my own blog so they could see when I was slacking off and when I wasn't slacking off. And it really did light a fire under me and made me finish.
And you now have your book published, your first novel, which I'm sure is a good feeling to have that completed work to showcase. And you actually commented on your experience of being a new author as a guest blogger for LetMeOutCreative.com. And I'd like to share what you said because I really love the way you put this. This is, what is funny about this journey is that the fireworks never really go off. After spending years of my life writing, no one charges into my house one day and stamps author onto all of my business cards, nor is there a secret society of super fascinating writers all wanting to make my acquaintance, at least none that I've been invited to. And I love that because it recognizes that being published is, you know, is not the end of it. It doesn't change you in and of itself. But you do mention journey in here. And so what is it about writing that is a journey for you?
Gosh, I think that writing is something, and maybe this is true for every creative endeavor, that you always can improve upon. And I think you build an audience really slowly and incrementally over many years. It's not something that happens overnight. I think finding an audience is a really great big challenge in this World Wide Web where people have zillions of choices of things they could be reading. I think the journey of writing is just putting one foot in front of the other and being really brave. And you just keep going.
And you've also said that, you know, one reason you were afraid of writing early on was you felt that it exposed yourself a bit more than maybe you were comfortable with. Are you more comfortable now? How has that changed?
I think you just get used to it. I think writing, creative writing, is such an emotional giving of yourself. I think that's probably true with most creative endeavors. I think you get a little bit more used to it. I think you get a thicker skin about it. And I think you just, you know, you just get a little bit more courageous every time you release something.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, do you have any advice to people who, you know, want to be published? Now that you're a published author, I'm sure people have been asking you, how did you do it, Tina?
I think the most simple advice, really, I think, is to blog. I think if you're thinking about writing, the best thing you can do is just out your writing to an audience, start a blog, let people see what you're doing, what you're producing, and start just kind of gauging everyone's reaction. I think that's a really good first step.
And, you know, do you also recommend finding a genre and sticking to it? Or, you know, how do you feel about genre fiction or that label?
I think it's really important to find your voice as a writer, and that's not something that's going to happen instantly, but certainly just starting to explore what you want to write, what your heart wants you to write, I think that's going to lead you in a really appropriate direction. Genre is this really tricky issue. Genre is really something that's created by business people to determine where a book is going to sell. I think as a writer, realistically, you do need to embrace that and know eventually, okay, this is what I'm writing now. What's my audience? And if that happens to be fiction, or if it's romance, or if it's magical realism, I mean, there's a million genres out there. I think knowing that upfront and embracing that is a really good idea.
Yeah. And Enchanted by Starlight, I kind of think it sort of crosses genres a little bit. You know, it has a bit of magical realism in it, and it also has, I guess, romance in it as well, and personal story, personal journey. You have an excerpt with you from the very beginning of the book, and I was wondering if you could read it and just give us a taste of your novel.
I would love to. So here goes nothing. My name is Grace. Tomorrow is my wedding day. Staring across the dark waters of the Gulf, I am uncertain. I am exhausted and hopeful. I am both completely in love and irreparably heartbroken. After these long months attending to the minutiae, the black and white stationery, the elegant table settings, the tropical flowers, the chocolate dessert course, I suddenly find myself detached from it completely, and now, with the night sky rising up around me, I have surrendered myself to the deeper implications. I am standing in the moment that has defined my life. I am finally here, and yet so much has been lost. It was a delicious ache that lured me from my bed tonight, drawing me out beneath the cobweb of stars. Liam's memory teases me, calling me from the water's edge, as if he might materialize there, simply by my wanting him to. I thought for sure I had pushed him so far back in my mind that I had forced him away for good. Still, as much as he has denied me, as much as I have refused my heart, it seems he is determined to make an impression on this day. Agonizing, really, how enduring love can be. Even after you have packed it up and put it away, it is still there. Always there, yellowing around the edges and begging you to turn its pages again.
Mm. And I feel like you're very attached to these pages. You feel something when you read them, and it's obvious.
Absolutely. I think as a writer, as a creative writer, you really have to go to those vulnerable places, and I am extremely attached to the book and to the story.
Yeah, and I know that you're now working on a second installment in this, with the same characters, same...
Yes,
story?
Yes, I'm writing the second in the series, which I'm so excited about. It's titled She Wishes, which is the continuation of my three protagonists and kind of taking them to the next step in their story.
And so is this something that you're going to be writing about for a while, you think?
I think so. I think the second is writing itself faster than the first because I've got my momentum going, but I'm hoping to do a trilogy.
Oh, great. And you have an event coming up in town here in Murray that people can go to if they wish and actually meet you and see more about your book?
Yes, I'm doing a book signing at the University Bookstore on December 5th from 11 to 1. So that will be a fantastic opportunity to come out and see the book and meet me and have fun.
All right. Tina Hook, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Hook's new book is Enchanted by Starlight. You can hear this interview again at WKMS.org and find links to Hook's work.